We're going out to the Healthy Zone Ice Rink in East Aurora this morning. John Simperman is joining us, and there's some big doings going on there today, a grand opening and ribbon cutting. What's it all about, John?
Hey, Susan, good morning. Yeah, hey, thanks for having us on. Yeah, we are, after about 5 years of fundraising and a lot of planning, we're unveiling one of the final capital improvements to the Healthy Zone Rink. And that's kind of a state-of-the-art locker room facilities and complimentary meeting space.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And it's you mentioned one of the final big improvements that you had planned. And these improvements have been going on for quite a while. I mean, if you haven't been to that rink in a few years, it's a totally different space.
Yeah, we've come a long way from having teams getting dressed in the metal pods without a roof. So there's been quite a great evolution. And you know, what I think is great about this project, this is our 11th year now. That the Healthy Zone Rink has been there in the center of the village of East Aurora for 11 years. And all these improvements, and we're probably talking upwards of $2 million, have been through private donations and corporate support, like that of Blue Cross Blue Shield, as well as a lot of local grants and foundations. So this is a really great project because it's been built by and for the community.
Yeah, how big of an asset is this for the hockey community?
Well, I think it's a phenomenal resource for the hockey community. And I got to tell you, Susan, we have teams from all over the country come to play at this rink because they want to play outdoors. It's such a novelty. You know, people ask me, when are you going to enclose the building? Never, because playing outdoors is so unique. And so we're bringing a lot of folks, you know, into the region who want to play outdoors. And I'll also tell you, it's a huge compliment to the local businesses, the restaurants and the stores up and down Main Street, because they see the traffic that the rink brings in. I'm talking traffic as in people, not cars, that the rink brings into the community.
How much did it help you guys a couple of years ago when there was that big push for the Kraft Hockeyville? Kind of drew a lot of attention to your rink.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, it was a rallying point in many ways for us at the rink. And we finished, believe it or not, little old East Aurora, we finished in the top 10 in the entire country as Kraft Hockeyville. And, you know, it also, we received a $25,000 check from that effort. So that was a real catalyst and momentum builder for the community to keep raising funds and to keep improving the facility.
Wow. Tell us about these locker rooms that you're opening today for the first time.
Well, it's, again, like I said, state-of-the-art. It's right adjacent to the rink. So six locker rooms downstairs, which includes a dedicated girls' locker room because the girls' programming continues to increase at the rink. Showers, which we have not had showers at the Healthy Zone rink until now, so that'll make a lot of people happy. And then above the rink, which is a really cool feature, there's a about a 2,000 square foot viewing area that overlooks the rink basically from center ice. So it'll be a great place for teams to host, you know, a banquet or for folks to host a meeting as they're also watching, you know, their friends or family members playing. So it's a really neat facility. And also architecturally, it's in a kind of a cedar finish. So it really complements kind of the rustic feel of the venue.
And you know what? Looking forward, it'll be nice to have East Aurora smell a little bit fresher when all the teams get off the ice.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, now, yeah, nobody has any excuse for going home and stinking up the house for sure.
Hey, John, fun to visit with you. Congratulations on getting all of this done in 11 years. It certainly doesn't look at all like it did when it first arrived.
Yeah. Well, I encourage everybody to come on down. Public skates every Friday and Saturday night as well, so everybody should come on down and experience the Healthy Zone rink as well.
Yep, and in addition to all the hockey that's going on there, they do have public skating too. John Simperman with the Healthy Zone rink in East Aurora.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.